All right, so I've been like really digging into all this Bitcoin research you sent over. And one thing just keeps popping up over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
It's this whole thing about the 21 million Bitcoins that like there will only ever be E21 million Bitcoins.
Yeah.
So it's like this digital gold thing, right?
Exactly.
Everyone's calling it digital gold. And you know, it's funny because it's like back in the news again, like big time.
Oh, really?
All because of this BlackRock executive.
Interesting.
Like they said something and like it's just got everyone talking again.
Oh, wow.
And honestly, it's got me thinking too. Like, is this fixed supply thing? Is it Bitcoin's like biggest strength,
Okay.
or is it like a weakness,
Yeah.
or is it like somewhere in between?
Right. Somewhere in the middle.
You know? Yeah, no, that's the big question, isn't it?
It is. It is.
What I think is really interesting, though,
Yeah.
is that everyone's talking about this fixed supply thing.
Right. But they're talking about it because of institutions like BlackRock.
Yeah, BlackRock, the giant one.
Yeah, the world's largest asset manager.
Right.
And they're moving into crypto.
Oh, wow.
So they actually just filed for a Bitcoin spot ETF,
What?
a spot ETF.
Okay.
It's basically an investment fund
Got it.
that tracks the Bitcoin price
Oh,
and
okay.
regulates
So
it.
they're like really getting into crypto then.
Oh, yeah. This is a huge E sign
Wow.
that traditional finance is taking crypto seriously.
That's a big deal.
Big
Yeah,
deal.
like
Yeah.
this feels like a major shift.
For sure. For sure.
And it's not just like they're filing for this thing,
Right.
but like this BlackRock executive actually said
What'd they say?
that Bitcoin's limited supply is
Okay.
what makes it so valuable,
Interesting.
especially like right now with all this inflation.
Right. Everyone's worried about inflation.
Yeah, exactly. So they're basically saying it's
Yeah.
digital gold.
They are. That's exactly what they're saying. And, you know, that argument really taps into this whole store of value idea
Okay.
that a lot of Bitcoin supporters, like, they love this idea.
Okay.
They basically believe that
Yeah.
Bitcoin is like a limited edition collectible.
Oh, interesting.
So because there's a fixed supply, it's like automatically deflationary.
Okay, so explain that to me.
So like basically the idea is
Yeah.
that Bitcoin's value will either stay steady
Okay.
or it'll go up over time,
Right.
but like it can't really go down.
Because there's only so much of it.
Exactly, because there's only a limited amount. It's
Interesting.
kind of like a, remember that Dutch tulip mania?
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
Back in the day,
Tulips got super expensive.
they were Siri they expensive because they
Yeah.
were so scarce.
Okay.
So like they're saying the same thing.
With tulips.
Yeah, but with Bitcoin now,
Oh, wow.
like this scarcity principle
Got it.
could make Bitcoin go like super high.
But couldn't other things affect Bitcoin's value too?
Like what? Like what about all the new technology coming out? Or like all the new
Oh,
cryptocurrencies?
yeah.
Like doesn't that affect it too?
For sure.
Like it can't just be about scarcity, can it?
Right. Well, that's where this whole debate
Right.
between scarcity and utility comes in.
Scarcity and utility.
Yeah.
Got it.
So basically,
Yeah.
can something with like an artificially limited supply,
Okay.
can it really be both a store of value
Right.
and a global currency that everyone uses? Some people argue that
Yeah.
if everyone starts using Bitcoin, like for everyday
Yeah,
stuff,
to buy groceries and stuff.
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
There just won't be enough to go around.
Oh, right. That's the whole liquidity issue.
Yes.
I keep hearing about
It's
it.
like imagine
Yeah.
a huge spike in Bitcoin transactions,
Okay.
like all over the world.
Yeah.
Suddenly, everyone's using Bitcoin, but there's only a limited supply.
Okay.
So processing those transactions
Yeah.
could get really slow
So. And really expensive.
like trying to fit everyone on a bus that's
Exactly.
already full.
Yeah.
So like where does BlackRock fit into all of this?
Right.
Because they're clearly seeing potential in Bitcoin like with this whole fixed supply thing,
Right.
but are they like overlooking these problems?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
interesting what we're seeing with BlackRock. It's actually part of a bigger trend
Okay.
with institutional investors.
Okay.
They're turning towards these assets.
Like Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoin is one,
Okay.
but also precious metals,
Okay.
things they see as scarce.
Got
And they're doing this to
it.
protect themselves against inflation
Makes sense.
and economic uncertainty.
Right.
Like it's a way to hedge their bets.
I mean, yeah, with everything going on,
Right.
like it does feel like things are changing
Yeah.
in the financial world.
It's a potential shift for sure.
So if all these institutions are getting involved with Bitcoin, could it become like mainstream?
Absolutely.
Wow.
the more people accept Bitcoin, the more demand there will be.
Right. Supply and demand.
Exactly.
Basic economics. But
not everyone's convinced.
Oh, really?
There are some critics who think that this fixed supply thing could actually be BAD for Bitcoin.
Really?
In the long run.
Oh, wow.
Especially as the world changes and the global financial system evolves.
Right.
They're worried that Bitcoin can't adapt.
Because of the limited supply.
Yeah, because it can't really scale with that fixed supply.
So it could become obsolete.
That's what they're saying.
Wow. I even heard some people saying that maybe Bitcoin should change its supply cap.
Right. Like way down the line.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be like impossible?
Well, yeah.
To change it?
It'd be incredibly difficult.
With how decentralized Bitcoin is.
Right. Even talking about changing Bitcoin's code is controversial.
I bet.
You would need the vast majority of the entire network to agree.
Yeah.
And like with blockchain, it's almost impossible to get everyone to agree.
Right, because it's so decentralized.
Exactly.
Wow.
It really shows you how secure Bitcoin is.
So it really all comes back to this tension then.
It does. It's
like Bitcoin is built on this scarcity, which is attracting all these investors.
For sure.
But it could also be like its biggest downfall.
Right.
Like what happens when Bitcoin needs to change?
Yeah.
Like to keep up with the rest of the world.
To grow and evolve.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the big question.
It is a big question.
Like as inflation keeps going up and the global economy is like uncertain.
Right.
Will this fixed supply thing make Bitcoin explode?
Go to the moon.
Yeah, exactly. Or will it hold it back?
Wow.
It's something to think about.
Definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
Thanks for breaking all that down.
Of course. Happy to.
This has been another deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
Until next time.
See ya.